Tufsin Ein Beis, Rav Yaakov Mor, Sphere Sa'imer, Zeche Le Mikdash, or Hachono Le Matan Tayer.
The title of today's Shia is a question which is actually posed by the Ran, the Bein Elisim, at the end of Sochim. He points out that we find in Chazal Sphira Sa'ima that we do nowadays is on the one hand a Zecha Lamikdosh, because we don't have the Korban Oima, so it's a Zecha Lamikdosh, and on the other hand it's also in anticipation of Matan Torah. And as we'll see, the Ran registers that these are two reasons given in Chazal for the mitzvah Sphira Sa'ima Bizman Azeh. And we want to explain how these two things go together. Surely the two different themes, Zecha Lamikdosh and Simchas Matan Torah, are two different themes. And in order to appreciate the question a little bit deeper, let's understand the basis of the mitzvah of Sphiras HaOmer being Zecha Lamikdosh as the Ran puts it down. The Ran brings the famous question in the Rishonim: is the mitzvah of Sphiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh, that there's no Korban Oima, is it Midoraisa or is it Midrabon? Roiv Rishonim, says the Ran, Roiv Rishonim hold the mitzvah Bizman Hazeh is only Drabon. The Torah says, Miyayim Haviyachem is Oima Asnufa. So Nishtof and Korban Oima, we don't have a Korban Oima, so therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Says the Ran, the Gemara in Menachos, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, registers this shaila, and the Gemara says that the majority of the Chachomim, the majority of the Amiroim, they held that when you count Sphira, you just count Yomim and Shavuot. Mitzvah Lemimne Yoima or Mitzvah Lemimne Shavuot. But Ameima, one of the Amiroim, he only counted Yoimi. Moni Yoimi, he counted days, but Loi Moni Shavuot. He didn't count Shavuot. Why? Oma Zeicha Lamikdosh. Sphiras HaOmer nowadays is only Zecha Lamikdosh. If it's only Zecha Lamikdosh, we don't need to count Sphiras HaOmer in the way it was done originally, the Yomim and the Shavuot. It's enough just to do the Yomim. Says the Ran, Roiv Rishonim learned Pshat in the Gemara, that even though we don't paskin like Ameima, and we paskin as a mitzvah to count the days and the Shavuot, but we also say this is Zecha Lamikdosh. And the Machlokes in the Gemara is, how are we supposed to do the Zecha Lamikdosh? Roiv Chachamim held that if we're doing Zecha Lamikdosh, we should do it properly. We should do the Yomim and the Shavuot. And Ameima held that since we're only doing the Zecha Lamikdosh, it's enough just to do Yomim. We've mentioned the Indian Spirit Saim about counting the Yomim, the Zecha Lamikdosh. But even the Chachamim who we paskin like, that we do Yomim and Shavuot, they also hold Zecha Lamikdosh. Everybody holds Zecha Lamikdosh. The Rambam, says the Ran, is Masma. Nishtazoi, the Rambam says that the mitzvah Sphiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa. Aye, the Gemara Ameima says it's only Zecha Lamikdosh. Says the Ran, the Rambam must have learned that that itself is the Machlaikas, that's Kufa the Machlaikas. Ameima held Zecha Lamikdosh. Oh, but the Chachamim argued with Ameima, they held it's not Zecha Lamikdosh. They held the mitzvah Sphiras HaOmer is Midoraisa, Afilu Bizman Hazeh. It's not just the Zecha Lamikdosh, and therefore you have to do Yomim and Shavuot. And there's mamash an extreme machlokes between the Roiv Chachmei HaGemara and Ameima, whether when the pasuk says you should count Sphiras HaOmer miyayim haviyachem esayim ha'tnufa, is it a din in the yayim haviyachem esayim ha'tnufa? That's the date. As I have in Roiv Chachamim, even though we don't have the Korban Oimer, but we have the date. And Ameima held no, you have to have the Korban Oimer. If you don't have the Korban Oimer, it's only Zecha Lamikdosh. So the Ran registers this machlokes. Says the Ran, I have a raya from a medrash. An interesting raya the Ran brings from a medrash that Sphiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh must be drabana, not like the Rambam. Uba Hagoda Gamkein Omru, he called it Hagoda. In the medrash Hagoda, famous piece of medrash, B'shoa Sha'om Alehem Moshe Tavdun Esa Lekim Alehor Hazeh. Moshe Beinu told Klal Yisrael B'shoa Sitzias Mitzrayim this condition that the Eibishter said to Moshe, Tavdin if they came al Har Hazeh, when you go out to Mitzrayim, there's a certain avodah to be done on Har Sinai. Omru lo Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eimosai avodah zu. No, when geit shin zayin, we've left Mitzrayim, when is the avodah? Omru lahem, l'soif chamishim yoyim. V'hoyumoynin kol echod ve'echod l'atzmoy. And Klal Yisrael, on their own initiative, there was no mitzvah sphere to Oymah yet, on their own initiative, Hoyumoinin kol echad ve'echad la'atzmai. The Medrash finishes off, Mikan, kovu chachomim l'sphere to Oymah. And this is where the chachomim got the mitzvah sphere to Oymah from. So the Ran adds in, what do you mean, the chachomim got the mitzvah sphere to Oymah? I mean, the mitzvah sphere to Oymah is a mitzvah in the Torah. What do you mean, Mikan, kovu chachomim l'sphere to Oymah? Kloima, the Medrash means, Bizman hazeh. She'ein on a medium kovam lo Oymah. Elo mechashvin chamishim yoyim lesimchas ha-toira. Interesting nusach. The Ram says, how counting the days of Sphira towards Matan Torah is lesimchas ha-toira. It's an expression of simcha, of excitement and anticipation for Matan Torah. It's for the simchas ha-toira. Klal Yisrael originally counted 50 days out of excitement. So the Chachamim says, we should do that nowadays. Kamoi shemoni Yisrael ba'oise hazman. So the Ram means to bring this to Zariah, that you see, not like the Rambam, you see that the mitzvah sphere so is manah there, it's a drabonah, it says, Mikan kavu chachomim. But then the Ram adds in one more line, a very interesting line. And this is the one we want to focus on. The Ram says, Zer vadai derech medrashu. This is a medrashtika approach to sphere to oima, that is l'simchas matan Torah. The ikra de milsa, because the real reason we have Sphiris Oima midrabonim bizmanazeh, zeichel amigdosh, kada oma ameima, like ameima says, avol mikol mokai, but nevertheless, kol zeh moichiach, it's proven my point, she'ein hasfiro achshav ela midrabonim. So the Ram is really asking a question and leaving us without an answer. The Ram says, the Medrash registers the Sphiris Oima as the Simchas Matan Torah. The Gemara says Zeichel HaMikdash. That's the approach of the Medrash, and that's the approach of the Gemara. Okay, but Lamaisa, we have a raya for our point. But
No.
But Ameva says that even the Sphiris we do nowadays is Zeichel HaMikdash. Ameva says, well, why do we not need to do the whole mitzvah properly, the Yomim and the Shavuot? He says, Ameva, we only do the Yomim, but there's only Zeichel HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh. See, that's a meme. Why did the Chachamim tell us to do Sphiris Oima Bizman Hazeh? A meme would say, Zeichel HaMikdash.
What about the
Rishonim, there is actually a very interesting discussion in Rishonim. Beit Yerucham talks about your point. Can we say a bracha if it's only Zeichel HaMikdash? Maybe we'll come to that later at the time. So that's the thing we want to understand. How these two things go together. The Bizman Hazeh, the Chachamim said, we should have Sphiris Bizman Hazeh. As a, on the one hand, an approach to Matan Torah, and on the other hand, a Zeichel HaMikdash. But to make the cash even a bit more appreciated, I want to just say over what the Brisker Rav said, on what does it mean we do Sphiris Oima Bizman Hazeh, a Zeichel HaMikdash? Because there's two ways you could understand it. You could either understand the mitzvah of Sphiris Oima, Chazal said, just continue doing the mitzvah. There was a mitzvah of Sphiris Oima. Now we don't have it in our Torah, there's no common name. But continue nevertheless doing the mitzvah. You want to know why you should do the mitzvah? There's a reason, Zeichel HaMikdash, that way you remember that Bizman HaMikdash, this mitzvah applies, so carried on doing it, so it becomes a mitzvah sphere d'rabbanan. It becomes a mitzvah sphere d'rabbanan, and the basis is Zeichel HaMikdash. That's one way you can understand. The other way, is perhaps more mechudish, but the Brisker Rav is going to prove that that's the way to understand it. Zeichel HaMikdash means, Chazal wanted us to do something which is Zeichel HaMikdash. It's an exercise in Zeichel HaMikdash. In order to appreciate Beis HaMikdash, and in order to look forward to rebuilding of Beis HaMikdash, therefore there are certain things which we do, which is an avoida of being mazke Beis HaMikdash. So we're not doing the mitzvah of Sphiris Oima in its own right. We're doing an exercise in Zeichel HaMikdash. But the time to do it is when the mitzvah of Sphiris Oima comes down, which we don't have anymore. So in order to show our anticipation for a Beis HaMikdash, we still do Sphiris Oima, but we're doing an exercise in Zeichel HaMikdash. We're not doing Sphiris Oima. So the Brisker Rav says, he has riots that the Zeichel HaMikdash is actually an exercise in Zeichel HaMikdash. So first of all, this whole concept that Ameima says, you only need to count the days, but not the weeks. Because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. So describing, if you're doing a mitzvah midrabbanon, and the mitzvah midrabbanon is to continue doing the deraisa, even though we don't have the deraisa, surely you're supposed to do the same mitzvah as you were doing when you were doing it in our Torah. If when you were doing it in our Torah, you were doing days and weeks. Why now? Because it's only reduced to rabbanon. Now you only need to do the days. The mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is to count days and weeks. But if you say that it's Zeichel HaMikdash, it's just making a point that we want the Beis HaMikdash, so then we can do a Me'enah Sfiras HaOmer. We don't need to do the real thing with the days and the weeks. Then we can understand our Me'enah. And a similar thing that Rishkarov says, you can see from the mitzvah of Lulav Kol Shiva. The Torah says, L'kastam L'chem Bayim HaRishon. The mitzvah derives of Lulav is Bayim HaRishon. And if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, V'smachtam L'pnei HaShem Shivas Yomim. There's a mitzvah to take the Lulav, the whole Shivas Yimei HaChag, but only by Mikdash. Nowadays, we take the lulav, the whole Shivas Yimei HaChag. It's only midrabon on the other days. The Yom HaRishon is derived, the other days midrabon. The Gemara says, the other days which are midrabon on are Zeichel HaMikdash. Losna Mishnah is Zeichel HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, you don't need all the conditions for the Arba Minim on the other days like you do on Yom HaRishon. For example, Chosa is Kosher B'Shara Yomim. So Iskarov says, if you're supposed to be doing the mitzvah of Arba Minim, and the mitzvah of Arba Minim, because it says Hoda is a Chosa is possible, then how when it's a drabonon, suddenly chosa is not absolved? Why not? So what if it's a drabonon? But you're supposed to do the mitzvah of Arba Minim, and this is not the Arba Minim the Torah spoke about. So how can we say that we're doing a different mitzvah midrabonon b'shah yomim? The Torah says, as Bishkrov, right at the same you say, that we're doing Zeichel HaMikdash. We're doing an exercise in Zeichel HaMikdash. We're doing an avoida of Zeichel HaMikdash. So we take a lulav. It doesn't have to be with all the conditions of lulav, because what we're doing is Zeichel HaMikdash. And the emes, the Lashon HaGemara, when the Gemara talks about doing things Zeichel HaMikdash, or not Mishnah in Sukkah about lulav, that Rabbi Yechon and Zaka was Mesakim, Shei Lulav Nitl Ba Medina Shiva, Zeichel HaMikdash. Great the Gemara, Minolon Dov Dinon Zeichel HaMikdash. Where does it come from that we do Zeichel HaMikdash? That's the question of the Gemara. Minolon Dov Dinon Zeichel HaMikdash. Not that we do mitzvahs, even if it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. But the question is, Minolon Dov Dinon Zeichel HaMikdash. How do you know that you do a Zeichel HaMikdash? The Lashon HaGemara is Meduyik, like the Biskrov says, we are doing a Zeichel HaMikdash. That's what we're doing. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Dama Kroz, states in Pasuk in Yirmiya, the Ribbono Shlom said, Tzion hi doyrish ein lo. There's nobody seeking Tzion, there's nobody seeking the ruchnis of Tzion, which means the Beis HaMikdash. Doyrish ein lo, bechlau the boy is Risha. Vais dois, that we should be seeking, we should be doyrish, we should be looking for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Biskrov said, that these things which you do Zeichel HaMikdash, we are doing as Risha le Tzion. That's what we're doing. Mechlau the boy of Risha, we're being Dorisian. How are we being Dorisian? Certain times in the year we do mitzvahs which don't apply. In our Torah there's no mitzvah for Yisrael. In our Torah there's no mitzvah of Lulav Kol Shiva. We do these mitzvahs because we want these mitzvahs to come back. But we're not doing the mitzvahs in their own right. Another right that this Grov brings for this Havon and Zeichel HaMikdash is from the Balamoy here at the end of Pesachim, when they get the mitzvahs for Yisrael. Balamoy touches on the famous question that many Rishonim discuss. Why do we not say Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? The mitzvah which comes Mizman Lizman, a mitzvah which comes Mizman Lizman, normally we say Shechiyonu, Zot the Balamoy, because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. It's only Zeichel HaMikdash we don't say Shechiyonu. This Grav says, well, what does that mean? It's only Zeichel HaMikdash. But if the Rabbanan said we should do the mitzvah, and the mitzvah only comes certain times, even a mitzvah Rabbanan we say Shechiyonu, we say Shechiyonu on Halakas Nechanukah, we say Shechiyonu on Mikra Megillah, on the Rabbanan we also say Shechiyonu. So what does the Balamoya mean? Because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, Zeichel HaMikdash means if you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you should still do it. There's still a mitzvah sphere. No, there's a mitzvah sphere. It's a Shechiyonu. But if you learn that Zeichel HaMikdash and Sfiras HaOmer means we're doing an avoid of Zeichel HaMikdash, the avoid of Zeichel HaMikdash doesn't require Shechiyonu. It's not a mitzvah avo mizman lizman. It's a mitzvah which you can do anytime. Tzion hi doyrish ein lo. You should be doyrish tzion anytime. So therefore, there's no inyan of Shechiyonu if it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. So these are some of the riots that the Biskarov brings, that when the Gemara says in Menachos, the our Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Zeichel HaMikdash, what it means is that we are doing something to point out that we are being Doyrish Tzion. We're doing something Zeichel HaMikdash. That's the Havana. If that's the Havana, then we need to understand this point that the Ram mentions, that the Medrash says we're doing it as an anticipation for Matan Torah. And Chazal and the Gemara Menachos have told us a different reason for doing it. We're doing Zeichel HaMikdash. And Zeichel HaMikdash is an activity of looking for the Beis HaMikdash. If you're looking for the Beis HaMikdash, Matan Torah, Beis HaMikdash, surely there's two very different themes. How do they go together? Just to go one stage deep into this inyan, before we come to the answer, there's a very interesting Oris Lameach in Hilchos Tmidin and Mesafim, where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah Sfiras Ha'Ima, and he says, besides these two shittas, which the Ran registers, where the Sfiras Ha'Ima, Gizman HaZeh, is only Rabbon and Zeichel HaMikdash, which is Rav Rishonim, and the Rambam shitta, the Sfiras Ha'Ima, Gizman HaZeh, is Deraisa, says Oris Lameach, there is a third shitta, which is from the Ramah, Rabbi Nehemiah HaLevi, and Rabbi Yerucham, two of the Gedolei Rishonim, who make a pshara, they make a very interesting compromise. And they say the mitzvah of counting days is the Raisa Afilu Bizman HaZeh. And the mitzvah of counting weeks is only Drabonah. So Yisraelma contains two elements. One is applies Min HaTorah Bizman HaZeh, and the weeks only apply Medrabon and Zeichel HaMikdash. The Gemara in Menachos, which says we only count Sfiras Ha'Ima Zeichel HaMikdash, that's referring to counting the weeks. But as regards counting the days, that's a mitzvah to say the Raisa even when you don't have a Korban Ha'Ima. And he brings that the Ramah said on this chilek some mysterious words. The Ramah said, the Imtishal Madua, and if you want to know the reason for this chilek, Al Zeh Ha'Ima Gezeiras Melech. Gzeiras Melech. Gzeiras Hakasuf. Ubesoida Loika Mi Yavoy. Who knows the secrets of the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's a mysterious inyan why Sfiras Ha'Ima for the days should apply even Bizman HaZeh, and for the weeks is only Zeichel HaMikdash. Says the Ois Lameach. He says this secret, this Soid Hashem, is actually exposed to us through the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. There's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah which will help us understand why there should be a chilek between the days and the week. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah discusses that which we know, that the Yontem of Shavuos, although it's only one day, we can bring the Karbonos Harega for an entire week. The 6 days after Shavuos, L'Tashlumim, where you can bring the Oilas Re'iyah and the Karbon Chagiga. And the Gemara wants to know, where do we learn this? Surely if it's a Karbon which is supposed to be brought on Yontem, you can only bring it on Yontem. Why can you bring it for 6 days after the Yontem? We take it on Zei Tachna for 6 days after Shavuos because of this halacha. So the Gemara has got various Makairas, either from a Hekesh or Makesh to Pesach and Sukkot. One Makair, the Gemara says as follows. So the Torah told us to count days and to Mekadesh the Yom Atzeres. Mane Yomim Mekadesh Atzeres. Count 50 days and make a Yom Tov of Atzeres. And the Torah also told us to count weeks. So if we count weeks, at the end we're supposed to make a Yom Tov of a week. Like when we count days, we make a Yom Tov of a day of Atzeres. We're also supposed to count 7 weeks and then make a yontav of a week. How do you make a yontav of a week? The Torah says it's only a mikra kodesh one day. The Torah says, the Torah means you can bring the korban any time during that week. So there's a yontav of havoas hakorban for an entire week. Mane yomim the kaddish atzeret. Mane shavuos the kaddish shavuot. Although it's not the lashon of the Gemara doesn't actually say kaddish shavuot. But that's how the Yisameach explains the Gemara. Says the Yisameach, if so, it follows that if we have no Beis HaMikdash in which to bring Karbonos, this whole element of counting weeks in order to achieve a week of Avos HaKarbon doesn't apply in our Torah. Therefore, the Misbah HaYomim from the Kaddish HaTeres, the Yom Tov HaTeres applies to Zman HaZeh as well, of course. So it is only the approach to the Yom Tov HaTeres, counting days to be Mekadosh HaYom Tov, is Midaraisa. But counting weeks, you mekadosh a whole week for Avos HaKorban, that doesn't apply, and that's the mokum for the chilek, that's the reason behind the chilek. And the Sameach says, if we look at the two pesukim in the Torah, the pasuk in Parshas Emor, which talks about the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'Ima, and the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which talks about the mitzvah of counting the Ha'Ima, but it stresses the weeks, we see clearly that the Torah is mechalek, these two elements of Sfiras, the mitzvah of counting the days, and the mitzvah of counting the weeks. In Parshas Emor is the mitzvah of counting the days, and in Parshas Re'eh it's the mitzvah of counting the weeks. And the purpose of each one is also clearly separated in the Torah. In Parshas Emor, it says, "Asfaratim lecham mimochas haShabbos, miyoyim haviyachem asayim haTanufa." Count from that day. It doesn't say count from the beginning, from bringing the Oimah. It says from the day of the Oimah. from the day in which you bring the carbon omer, that allows you to say, as long as you have the day, bizmana zeh, you also have the day. We don't have the carbon omer, we have the day. To count the day, even bizmana zeh, miyoyim abiyechem esayvah, tenufa, and then you should count, although it's a Sheva Shabbos, it doesn't use the word Shavuoy, tenimois tiyana, ad mimochka Shabbos hashuyis tisto chamishim yoyim, vikraft ha mincha chadosha la Hashem. The mincha chadosha can only be fought on Shavuos. You can't bring the mincha chadosha in the days of Tashlumit. And the Torah finishes off the cross and the etzim hayoyim azeh, on the day itself of Shavuos, you should make a mikro kodesh yelechem, kam lechavoyde lo yisasu. The Yontav is only one day. The Torah is only referring to the one day of Yontav Shavuos, because the Torah here in Emor is focusing on the day. Parshas Re'eh, the Torah begins with a total different theme. Shiva Shavuos is tisvalach. Count 7 weeks. Mehocher chermesh bakoma. From when you start cutting the tvua for the carbon oimer. It doesn't say from the day when you started the oimer, when you brought the oimer. It says from when you brought the oimer. Mehocher chermesh bakoma. Not miyoyim hocher chermesh bakoma. Here the Torah says this mitzvah counting the week is dependent on bringing the carbon oimer. This man is there, there's no carbon oimer. You don't have the hocher chermesh. You don't have the hocher chermesh. You don't have the shiva shavuos. And then the Torah carries on. Bo'osiso chag shavuos la'Hashem lekecha. Make a chag of weeks, not a chag of days. A chag of weeks, Hashem lekecha. Misas nidvas yotcha shetitein. The carbonus that you bring to the Beis Hamikdash. Kashi yivrecha Hashem lekecha. The samachta lifnei Hashem lekecha. Come to the Beis Hamikdash, bring carbonus. The whole focus in Parshas Re'eh is on the Havos HaKarbon, which is for a whole week. Ba'amokim asher yivcha Hashem lekecha l'shakim shmo yishom. Parshas Re'eh is the mitzvah of the Mekadosh HaShavua in order to bring the carbonus, which that the Torah gives you a whole week to bring your carbonus. The Beis Hamikdash adds in a very interesting little twist, which is, it could really be a piece of Meshech Chochma. He says the Kriyas HaTorah, which we have for the second day of Shavuos, is from Parshas Re'eh. The first day of Shavuos is Parshas Yisrael, Matan Torah. The second day is Parshas HaMoedim in Re'eh. And this is very strange, because on all other Yom Tovim, on Pesach and Sukkot, whenever we begin reading Parshas HaMoedim, just the general Parshas HaMoedim, not the Parshas specific to that Yom Tov, but the Parshas HaMoedim, we always begin with Parshas Emor. For example, on Pesach, the first Kriyas HaTorah on Pesach, on day number one was Mishkul Chulachem Tzayim, which was specific to bringing the carbon Pesach. That's the first day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach, the Sfeika de Yoyma. So we take a lane from Parshas Emor. Shoyer Echetav Eizki Yavor is a Parshas HaMoedim from Parshas Emor. Later on, eventually, we get to Parshas HaMoedim, Parshas Re'eh, on Achon Shel Pesach. But we begin with Parshas HaMoedim of Emor, which is the first Parshas in the Torah, which talks in detail about the Moedim. On Sukkot, we do the same thing. First day Sukkot, Kriyas HaTorah is Parshas Emor. Second day Sukkot, Kriyas HaTorah is Parshas Emor. We begin with the Kriyas HaParsha of the Moedim in Emor. Later, when you get to Shmini Atzeres, it's in Parshas Re'eh. Shavuos is the only exception. Shavuos, first day, okay, is Matan Torah, which is specific to Shavuos. Second day Yom Tov, we should take Parshas HaMoedim. We should take Parshas Emor. We don't. We take Parshas Re'eh. Says the Meshech Chochma, because we know Bizman HaZeh that really the second day Yom Tov is not really the Yom Tov Midoraisa. It's only a Sfeika de Yoyma, and Shemminigav Yisechem B'Yadeichem, we keep it going. So really, what is it? Really, it's the day after Shavuos, but it's still the week. It's still the week in which you can bring your Karbonus. This Shavua for Karbonus, even the day after Shavuos, is the week of Havoas HaKarbon. So therefore, we learn from Parshas Re'eh, which talks about Shiva Shavuos, this Tisbalach. We don't learn from Parshas Emor. That's why Sameach, it's interesting how he suffers regards to the Kriyas of the Kriyas HaTorah. But Al-Kaponim, to come back to our original point, that what is the mitzvah Sliyas HaOim Bizman HaZeh, it's interesting, now that we have this shita, which the Islamic has highlighted, the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Ramah, that the mitzvah of Sliyas HaOim Bizman HaZeh is the Raisa Legaba the Yomim. And Legaba the Shavuos, it's only a mitzvah which is Zeichel HaMikdosh. Isn't it amazing that our Yom Tov we call Chag HaShavuos? We don't call it Chag HaAtzeres. In the Lashon Chazal, Lashon Mishnah, it's called Atzeres. But in the official Nusach, it's Shavuos. When we say in our Tzilas, which are made by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, it's Chag HaShavuos. We call it Chag HaShavuos. Although the Shavuos element is only Midabon HaBizman HaZeh. The Yom Tov is Zichah Midirais HaBizman HaZeh. But that which the Torah says, I want a whole Shavuah, I want a whole week of Yom Tov, a week for Havos HaKarbon, that element of the Yom Tov of Shavuos is surely not there in HaTorah because we don't have the Karbonos. But nevertheless, we call the Yom Tov Shavuos. And Anshei Knesset Gedolei didn't seem to have any problem calling it Chag HaShavuos. And on the other hand, the Matan Matan Torah Seinu. So Bishleima, the theme of Matan Torah, we understand the theme of Matan Torah is related to the day of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That we understand. But the other idea, that you have a whole week for bringing Karbonos, that's the Zeichel HaMikdosh connotation. That stirs up in our mind the fact that it's a whole week Rebbeim is given in the Torah. The Torah says count 7 weeks in order to have a week of HaKrovos HaKorban. If you have a week of HaKrovos HaKorban, well, that we don't have Bizman HaZeh. But nevertheless, that is what the Yom Tov is. The Yom Tov, even Bizman HaZeh, is called Chag HaShavuos. So it seems, according to this Shitta, Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Ramah, when we use the term Shavuos, we are highlighting the Zeichel HaMikdosh element. And we are highlighting the Zeichel HaMikdosh, and at the very same time, and B'Neshima Achas, we're saying Zman Matan Torah, So this brings out the question which we began with on the Ram. How do these two things go together? On the one hand, it's an anticipation, L'Simchas Matan Torah, and on the other hand, the Zeichel HaMikdosh, and we're putting them Mamash B'Neshima Achas. What's the Havana? I think the Havana is, with the Yisoid the Ramban puts down, in a few places Allah Torah, but he puts it down already at the beginning of Parashat Truman, when the Torah first said the mitzvah of Osir B'Migdosh V'Shechanti B'Soicham, to have a base of Migdosh. I'll just read out a few words from the Ramban. The Ramban is going to tell us that Beis HaMigdosh, or Midbar was Mishkan, Beis HaMigdosh and Matan Torah are not two separate themes. Beis HaMigdosh is the Hemshech of Matan Torah. The Loshon B'Ramban is the Soid HaMishkan Hu Sheyire HaKavod Asher Shochan Al Har Sinai Shochan Olav B'Nisda. The same kavod, the same gilui, the same closeness and exposure that we had of the Shechina, and the same connection that Klal Yisrael had to the Shechina by Ma'amad Har Sinai, although it was only a one-off Ma'amad Har Sinai, the Rebbe Yishon wanted it to continue long-term in the Mishkan, and the same kavod which was displayed by Har Sinai was displayed in the Mishkan Benista, just in a smaller, in a more concealed way. It was more obscure, but it's the same covered. And the Ramban continues to bring many connections that we see between the Mishkan and Ma'amad HaSinai. For example, like Moshe Rabbeinu was spoken to from the top of HaSinai and was given the Aseret HaDibros, similarly Moshe Rabbeinu was spoken to in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. And he says the Shnei HaKruvim were made out of Zohar, they're made out of gold, because gold is the color of Eish. And in the same way, as the Pasuk says, "Udvorov shamaita mitoicho esh b'mamad haSinai, al kein hoyushnei and zov." That's why the shnei akruvim was zov, because it symbolizes. It doesn't just symbolize; it's mamish the same inyan of the Rebbeinu Shem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu mitoicho esh. The Ramban in the Zayt Habrocha, he continues this theme and he says that's the pshat. The Hashem miSinai bo. The beginning of the Zayt Habrocha, it says Hashem miSinai bo. Zorach Nisei Lomai. Says the Ramban there, Hashem Misinai Bo, Kimishom Hishkin Shchinosai Besoichon. From Sinai, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, by Ma'amad Har Sinai, brought down his Shechina, Veshuv Lo Nistalka Mehem. And the Shechina didn't really leave Klal Yisrael after that. Vaho Inyan, Ki Yorad Hakovet Behar Sinai, Vekasha Hukam HaMishkan, Shochan Hakovet BeMishkan. Shenemai brings the Pasuk, Umisham Hayukala Dibris Kali Meha Midbar. And the Ramban continues this theme in his Hagdamah to Sefer Bamidbar. He says that's why we find all the Hagbolas of the Mishkan are all exactly parallel to the Hagbolas, the limitations where Klal Yisrael could go in the Mishkan were all parallel to the Ma'amad Har Sinai. Like by Ma'amad Har Sinai, only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed El HaRofa. Aaron was allowed on the Har up to a certain point, and the Kohenim were allowed on the Har up to a certain point, and Klal Yisrael weren't allowed on the Har at all. Says the Ramban, it's the same thing in the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Ramban, was allowed into the Kodesh Kadoshim at any time. Nishmoya Dibrei Torah Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. Aaron was only allowed on Yom Kippur, he was more limited. The Kohenim were even more limited than the Kohen Gadol, and Klal Yisrael were more limited than the Kohenim. And many times, Allah Taala, the Ramban returns to this theme that the Mishkan is a continuation of Ma'amad Har Sinai. And the Havana is that we cannot connect up really to Ma'amad Har Sinai. We can't have Ma'amad Har Sinai. Ma'amad Har Sinai is not being offered to Klal Yisrael. It was a one-off event. We can reminisce and we can remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, but it's not something we can have again. The closest we can get to Ma'amad Har Sinai, Ledoiris, is Mikdash. Mishkan in the Midbar, a Mikdash. A Mikdash is something which Klal Yisrael can still access. And even Bizman HaChorban, Klal Yisrael have to remember that they can get this connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. This same connection of the covered Hashchina being available for Klal Yisrael to experience, that they had a Ma'amad HaSinai, it's still there and it's still available in the form, in the embodiment of the Mishkan, and Klal Yisrael can go and they bring a carbon and they can experience the closeness of the Shechina. Al pi this Ramban, it's absolutely no steal whatsoever to say that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they anticipated the Matan Torah, they knew that they're going to be offered a certain closeness with the Shechina, and they said, when is this? They were anticipating, they were excited for it, and they had a simcha for Matan Torah. Chazal nowadays said, how are we supposed to do that? We're supposed to do it by doing something Zeichel HaMikdash. How did this Gerov type Zeichel HaMikdash? To express our anticipation that we want the Beis HaMikdash again. Our anticipation for Beis HaMikdash is one and the same anticipation that Klal Yisrael had for the Simcha of Matan Torah from Ma'amad Har Sinai. So when the Ran says, just to come back to the words of the Ran says, V'zeh v'ada derech medreshu, the ikud de milsa Zeichel HaMikdash. Avada, when Chazal told us to do something, they told us to do it Zeichel HaMikdash. They can't tell us to do it Zeichel Ma'amad Har Sinai, that we should be anticipating Ma'amad Har Sinai. We can't anticipate Ma'amad Har Sinai because there is no Ma'amad Har Sinai again. It was a one-off. But what we can do is we can show our appreciation for Ma'amad Har Sinai and our understanding of what it meant that Klal Yisrael were given as our Ma'amad in the way we anticipate the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Derech Medrash. The Derech Medrash is to bring together these themes. It's not the Derech Halacha. The Derech Halacha is to understand how Chazal described it in our terms for us. But the Inyan, the theme, the history of this theme and the understanding, the Amkus of this theme of Derech HaMedrash is that the Zeicha for the original Maimon, we are actually living up to this high standard that Klal Yisrael displayed, Bishas Maimon Har Sinai. So therefore this is our, perhaps our new understanding of the mitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer, Bizman HaZeh. We're really doing an exercise, and the Chofetz Chaim actually points this out in Shaar HaTzion, and he says, when we say at the end of Sfiris HaOmer, Rachmon Yechzalona Avodas Beis HaMikdash in Koyim of Meherim Min Amin Tzela, we're asking for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. This is very much in keeping with the theme of what Sfiris HaOmer was given to us for. It was given to us as an exercise in anticipating the Beis HaMikdash. So the Sfiris HaOmer, besides being something which brings us back to the whole Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Ma'amad Har Sinai, it's also something which is a Lamai Sadeke Avoida in the Indian of Zeichel HaMikdash.